Tyler, what was so good about your fastball in particular tonight?
I had a little trouble in the first. It's really cutting on me today. But after the first, made the adjustment, started thinking like arm side and just let it cut over. The four seam was really good today. Sinker, really good. And then just being able to go glove side, arm side with both, and arm side with four seams. And then just trying to fill up the zone.
Mandy was talking about how the biggest difference he sees in you now versus the beginning of last year is just a confidence that you throw your stuff in the zone, it's going to play. How would you say that mentality has shifted in your mind, or that trust in your stuff has shifted?
Yeah, just definitely more confident in my stuff. Obviously, Mendy preaches, you know, your stuff's good, like just attack hitters. Obviously, it's been showing. And then on top of that, I think as well as just adding the sinker to my repertoire has probably been the biggest game changer. Now I could throw in with some sink for ground balls and four seams with ride. So it's more so a split decision for hitters to pick one side or pick one swing path to get to the ball. And then just better overall with my command of secondary stuff, I believe. And then, yeah, obviously last year had some good momentum towards the end of the year and finishing the season. And then obviously trying to be a guy that sticks and it's around, you know. Like I've said before, you know, it's a great time to be a Met right now. And, you know, I don't want to end up leaving somewhere or whatever happens. You know, I want to be around for these guys and to help them win every time I go out there. So.
To the point about attacking guys with the fastball, those Castellanos at bats, you could have tried to get him to chase with some off-speed stuff, and you just kept throwing him fastballs. Is that what you're talking about, Mendy's message to you? Is that kind of why you approached it that way? You just wanted to attack?
I mean, yeah, regardless of the pitch, just trying to attack end zone kind of deal. Before coming in, you know, I hear that they were the lowest chasing team, which is completely different from where they were at last year. A lot of chase. So it was kind of I'd say it's different from like trying to read hitters tonight, where I was getting a lot of backwards looking K's looking. So it was kind of like up in the air of like kind of what they were looking for. But yeah, overall, just, you know, attacking the strike zone, using my strengths to my advantage, and, you know, play into that.
How much easier is that, and just what does it do for a pitcher overall when you're consistently up 1-0, 2-0 in the game early?
Yeah, it gives you confidence all in the world to just go out there and attack the strike zone. And like when I went out in the sixth, I was just trying to throw like strikes to Harper, and I walked him. I was just like, just try to throw it over the plate, let him hit it. If he hits a solo shot, like whatever, so be it. Like, get the ball and play, get some action. And then obviously walked him, Schwarber, and got pulled. So,
at risk of asking the obvious, why is it, as you said, a great time to be a Met?
We got a lot of really good players, really good clubhouse. I just think a lot of things stick. We have a lot of fun. Everyone's pulling for each other. You know, selfishness. It's a lot of selflessness. And at the end of the day, we're just trying to win one ball game a day. And going on from there, I think as well, too, is getting our feet wet in the playoffs and making a push, you know, really motivates